Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Does the U.S. stand on the precipice of war with Iran? Does the world, are we as a global community looking into the depths, into the possibility of a potential world war? China providing directions now to its citizens to exit Iran immediately. Apparently, Iran has posted an incredibly threatening video, basically threatening the elimination of Israel from the map. This is escalating extraordinarily quickly, and Donald Trump seems to be not the one trying to de-escalate matters, but indeed the one fanning the flames, feeding into the escalation, not serving as a check against a potential conflict that could drag the world into it. Incredibly dangerous. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And I just want to say this. The chaos that we are seeing inside our own country, as those that are qualified, good faith government employees leave service, as others to the tens of thousands, potentially hundreds plus thousand, are forced out. As those that are not promoted due to merit, but due to loyalty, as chaos and incompetency reigns within U.S. trade policy, U.S. domestic policy, immigration policy, as the government under the Trump administration turns away from looking at what are the actual results and focus only on the rhetoric and speaking to their base, you see our nation fraying and fracturing. The same is true on the global stage. The U.S. is not the hegemonic trusted actor that it always has been. We are lessened, and the world's bad actors know that when the U.S. is weak, it is opportunity for them. Are we witnessing, within months of Donald Trump taking office, that very fact playing out on the global stage? Dave from Chicago, greetings, sir. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. I really appreciate your show. It's very informative. I'm afraid that we may be on the precipice of war with Iran, and that'll be a huge mistake. Trump showed in his first administration that he didn't know what he was doing when he walked away from a perfectly good treaty with Iran, saying he was going to get a better deal, and he never did. And now he's looking terrible in the polls, and this may be a case of wag the dog.
Yep, that is what it's about.
Yeah, that's what it unfortunately looks to be. I mean, he walks away from the G7 meeting yesterday, and it just appears to be chaos. And I don't think anybody listens to this man, whether it's Bibi Netanyahu or Vladimir Putin or any country, because they can't take him seriously. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't. Thanks so much, Dave from Chicago. Appreciate you. If you're a first-time caller, you go to the front of the list. If you're a veteran, you go to the front of the list. If you are a conservative, you go to the front of the queue, 855-752-4842. Not only is the man incompetent and sort of a chaos creator, he flip-flops. It's Taco Trump. It's, you know, he's a chicken. He's going to chicken out. He can't follow through on policies because he doesn't understand them when he articulates that. And when you put that into geopolitical terms, when you scale that up into global sovereign actor conflicts, where do you think this leads? I mean, my goodness, run the tapes of Kamala Harris throughout the entire campaign, warning us that this man who promised us isolationism, who promised his base that we would be spending less on wars, who's threatened to cut off funding and intelligence sharing and weapons grants to Ukraine, is now dragging the United States with apparently glee and zest into potentially what? Another forever war in the Mideast? Thanks to Tim from Wales, Cam from Appleton, Mark from Prairie du Sac, whole bunch of folks on text lines right now. I appreciate you bringing us some of this breaking news, and my senior producer, Jamie, telling me that representatives, U.S. Congresspeople, Massey and Kana Rokana, have introduced a bill today. This is a bipartisan bill called the War Powers Resolution to attempt to block Donald Trump from dragging the United States into a full-scale war with Iran. At the same moment that that is happening, Senator Lindsey Graham in, I don't know, some sort of delusional rapture state on the floor of the Senate telling his colleagues and the American people that the young men and women in the U.S. military absolutely signed up to go to war against Iran with Israel to ensure that the Ayatollah does not have nuclear weapons. I don't know about that, Senator Graham. Not sure that that's what they all signed up to do and that everybody supports that. I would doubt that very specifically. Jim from Appleton on the text line says this. And I'm paraphrasing here. Apologies, Jim. This is the Christian nationalists, the extremist Christians in this country's objective. War in the Middle East, Jerusalem made whole, the nation of Israel running from the river to the sea. It's the second coming of Jesus, as promised in Revelations. I certainly hope not. Tom from New Berlin, all the rest of the folks on the text lines that I didn't get to, my apologies. Watch this space. I'll be back tomorrow. Of course, we've got another ream of great guests. We're working on a Mideast expert because, holy cow, the news moves fast, but not as fast as I do. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.